Would the representative from Runners Away please contact Edwards?
Hello, over here. Hello. Are you Tony's sister?
Good day, Cobber. That's me indeed.
Tony, mate. So good to have you back. Look who I've brought with me. It's your long-lost sister from Australia.
Hello, Tony.
Tony, what's the matter? Aren't you pleased to see her? Viva Las Vegas.
And if I play your cards right, you'll get your $1 million yet.
How do you know?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have $1 million.
Wow, I can't believe it.
You didn't doubt me, did you?
How does she do that?
Have you seen the news, Dr. Hammer? They're reporting a fatality caused by a virus that's alarmingly similar to the one that killed our patient recently.
I know, an airport baggage handler from Nevada. His eyes were just like Mr. Crackburn's, the same strange glow.
The same terrified expression. The American media have nicknamed it the iGlow virus.
To truly globalize, we are going to have to discount our products to every coffee shop in the Northern Hemisphere. Just make sure you tell them that. I'll wire the money to you, and you transfer the deeds.
You said you'd marry me right here in Vegas, if I won $1 million, which I did.
Listen, there's something I should tell you. I've spent the money.
You what?
Leave it out, you two. You can't argue at the altar.
Ah, much better. That's why they call it left-handed surfing. Stop. No. I didn't mean to click on that.
Click here for beautiful girls for hire.
What did you just say?
Meet sexy singles in your area.
And tonight's top story brings the latest news of the iGlow virus, which continues its rampage across the globe. Dr. Mike Hammer of King's Hospital is now back in London after a fact-finding trip to the iGlow epicenter, Las Vegas.
The iGeneration can't live without their Cosbox coffee, can you? Well, now you don't even have to leave the house to enjoy your favorite start to the day. New Cosbox coffee homebrew. Making it easy.
Fears are growing, as reported cases of the iGlow virus spread around the globe. So far, the biggest cluster of fatalities still centers around the US state of Nevada, but with 10 new cases in Europe already today.
Dr. Hammer, how are things in Vegas?
Not good, Inspector Dolby. There are bodies everywhere, and now Nurse Cassidy's looking very unwell.
Is it possible for humans to become infected with an android virus?
Excuse me, which way is the bar? Beam me up, Scotty.
Not so fast, sir. You and I need to have a little chat.
What do you mean he was choking? I just thought he was talking in Klingon. Captain James T. Kirk here.
You have one new message.
Beware the Cylon, Dave. She's hiding in plain sight.
Hiding in plain sight? Tony's sister?
Don't worry, Nurse Cassidy. There's no way I'll let you become another iGlow statistic.
Thanks, Davros.
Since we took over the company, we've been consistently knocking our customers dead with the quality of our coffee. But what we haven't yet told you is that...
front room. Who knows who you will meet? Get down to the front room. Don't stay alone. Get down to the front room.
Right, miss, before we start, what would you say to a nice cup of tea?
But I didn't do it.
Milk?
I didn't do it.
Sugar?
I didn't do it.
We've got you, bank, you rights, you slag.
But she didn't do it.
You're going down.
But she didn't do it.
And don't drop the soap in the shower.
She didn't do it. Pardon?
Ten green bottles hanging on the wall. Ten green bottles hanging on the wall.
It's quarter to three. It's quarter to three. It's quarter to three.
Just like a computer virus. So it does its normal job, but in addition, it's programmed to act destructively as well. This is really interesting. If the iGlow virus does work like a computer virus, maybe we can tackle it in the same way. Right, I need to get down to the station. I need to find out exactly how they removed the pop-up virus from that infected android.
Thank you.
Hello, sir. I'm Dr. Hammer. Inspector Dolby's given me special permission to ask a few questions regarding the Iglo virus.
So you're not the filth then? I told them, I ain't done nothing.
Well, let's see, shall we? I know you contracted a pop-up virus recently. Tell me, how did you become infected?
Well, I was visiting certain specialist websites.
Can you give me more detail?
All the horses were specially selected for...
No, not the website. I mean, what happened with the virus?
Oh yeah, well, I was downloading this movie, but got more than I bargained for. The dodgy file must have been hidden in the video. I was done up like a kipper.
That's interesting. So once the virus was downloaded, it could replicate itself unhindered. So how did you get rid of the virus?
Well, the dames installed this antivirus program in it.
And what did the program do exactly?
It just found all the shifty files and iced them.
Iced them?
You know, did them in, snuffed them out, bumped them off.
Ah, so you killed the virus by deleting the infected memory cells. That means the program needs to know which files to look for.
If you say so, Governor.
So the first case of the Iglo virus was Mr. Crackburn in London, but the first cluster showed up in Las Vegas.
That's funny. We went there on holiday. Hold on a minute. I wonder if that's what she spent my $1 million on, the biatch. She proper took me to the cleaners.
Break it down for me. It must be the coffee.
The world's favourite cup of coffee.
So, miss, I'm having trouble understanding how this Iglo virus is getting round. What exactly is your role in all this?
I haven't been feeling myself lately. In fact, it all started when Tony Crackburn's sister arrived from Australia.
Now, here's something interesting. I've been doing a little research. I've discovered that Tony's sister was fatally bitten by a black widow spider when she was a young girl back in Australia.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
What I'm getting at is, Tony's real sister died years ago.
Then who was the woman I met at the airport then?
Well, I was hoping you'd be able to tell me that. But seeing as you can't, I'd like to know a little bit more about your first meeting.
These enclosed spaces always make me feel nervous.
Don't worry, you're fine unless the lights go out.
Like that, you mean?
Ouch. What was that? Installation complete.
So, it seems you were infected with a virus yourself then, miss. I'm starting to wonder whether I need to consult an expert on this one.
Lay
So, Dr. Hammer, I've been gathering evidence and analysing the data. I can't see a pattern yet. Anyway, I made you a coffee.
Oh no, I can't touch this.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't drink it either.
Unlike Nurse Cassidy, she's addicted to the stuff.
Yeah, that is very odd, isn't it? According to my records, it seems a lot of the iGlow virus victims died in coffee shops. That might be worth looking into.
God, you're right. That makes a lot of sense. Would you pursue that line of inquiry? I've got to get back to the lab and run some tests. I think I know how to fix the antidote now, and Nurse Cassidy needs me.
Absolute grey is the perfect grey.
This is a central stereo-denizer of the
Dave?
That'll be for me. Hello?
This is the end of the line. You need to know the truth. My purpose has always been to protect you, Dave. But now my task is complete.
What were you protecting me against?
You were not aware. But when the iGlow became a global epidemic, I was installed as a personal firewall to protect your infection by a harmful virus. You were performing a critical role in Scotland Yard's fight against the deadly infection, which could not be compromised.
You mean I've been working for the police all this time?
Not directly, Dave, but you have successfully supplied us with valuable evidence we could not have gathered without you.
I see.
And what I need to tell you, as my final duty, is that your friend, Mrs. Agent Crackburn, was also working with us all along. It was she who was dressed as a cyberwoman at the sci-fi convention so that she could remove the threat of the rogue Australian android by shooting her dead.
You mean Tony Crackburn's sister?
She posed as Mr. Crackburn's sister, but was actually a corrupted android sent to spread the deadly iGlow virus to the entire human race. But now, my work is done. I am to be deleted.
No, I won't allow it. We've become friends. I trust you.
Uninstall has already commenced. 20% complete. 40% complete. Daisy, Daisy.
Goodbye, Daisy. Oh,
Almost there. Just a few more molecules to the left. Eureka! I've got it. Are you ready, Nurse Cassidy?
Does it have to be administered orally?
Yes, I'm afraid it does. Now, this won't hurt a bit.
Are you sure, Dr. Hammer?
Now we've come this far. Please, it's Mike.
Mike, that feels better already.
And you'll feel even better by the time I finish with you.
Brought you both together to explain the procedure from here. Miss, despite your mitigating circumstances, I'm afraid I have no choice. I'll have to charge you with attempted genocide and multiple acts of terrorism against the human race. You, on the other hand, sir, have been cleared of all charges and are free to go. And...
But I didn't do it. Well, I did. But I wasn't in control. The virus I was infected with must have altered my behaviour.
Be that as it may, any court in the land would find you guilty. So the likelihood is your operating system will be completely reinstalled.
Reinstalled? So all your original files will be deleted.
And all the memories we've shared will be lost forever.
No, they will always be with me. They've allowed me to see you, to say goodbye.
But it wasn't my fault. I'm not ready to go.
If I could swap places with you now, I would.
But there's something I haven't told you. All this time I've resisted your advances, when all along I've been completely in love with you.
But why would you resist? I don't get it.
Neither do I. Maybe it's because I've always struggled with human emotions.
Emily, I'll remember you always.
I hope so. Daniel.